Now we turn to the CIA and the Vault 7 revelations. Joshua Schulte is a former CIA computer engineer who has been held in New York's Metropolitan Correctional Center. He was arrested after an FBI raid on his apartment in connection with the Vault 7 leak of cyber weapons, but the government charged him with possessing child pornography. In a recent letter to U.S. District Court Judge Paul Crotty, Schulte said that he is being tortured in prison and he's being denied medication, writing materials, and access to his attorneys. Furthermore, the government is demanding that if Schulte were to meet with his attorneys, he would have to be manacled, chained to a bolt in the floor, and denied access to the classified documents necessary to defend himself. We're joined from Washington by Bill Binney. He's a former NSA technical director who became a legendary national security whistleblower. Bill, welcome back.
Well, thanks, guys, for having me back.
Oh, we're always happy to have you, Bill. Bill, I'm having trouble. I'm struggling here understanding this case. Now, first, I want to talk about these child pornography charges, because I think that we might be able to dispense with these. I've noticed a pattern, and I have no inside information here at all. I'm just speculating, but I've noticed a pattern, beginning with Matt DeHart, that the government will come out and say at the time of arrest that they found child pornography on a target's computer. In the case of Matt DeHart, that was a bald-faced lie. And the judge actually reprimanded the prosecutors because there was zero evidence of child pornography. I don't know if there was child pornography on Josh Schulte's computer. No idea whatsoever. But in order to keep him locked up, that's what they charged him with. They didn't charge him with the Vault 7 release. So now we've got a situation where he somehow got a cell phone into his cell and he was defending himself from prison using the cell phone on social media sites. And so now he's been declared essentially an enemy of the state. So the latest reporting, and it's only in alternative media, we're not seeing any of this in the mainstream media. The alternative media is saying that the FBI and the Justice Department have put these onerous controls on him. So in order to defend himself, he's only allowed to see his attorneys in a Justice Department conference room only during normal work hours, which are 9 to 5, only in the presence of an FBI agent who is not allowed to report what he hears to the prosecutors, with CCTV, although the CCTV is not supposed to have sound associated with it. The attorney is going to be searched for recording devices every day going into this conference room. And Matt Schulte is going to be manacled, shackled to a bolt in the floor. He's not allowed to touch any documents. He's not allowed to touch a computer. He's not allowed to have private conversations with his attorneys. And he's supposed to somehow defend himself in this way. Now, you and I have gone through this in different ways. I've never heard of anything like this. Does it make sense to you in order to protect information, or is the government just going overboard?
Well, I think it's just a form of more intimidation. You know, that's look at what they did to Chelsea Manning. Same thing. Same torture, you know? They tortured her. So, I mean, you know, it's just a matter of intimidation. That's what they're doing. I would also add in other cases, for example, they use anything they can to try to get at people, like sexual violations, sexual harassment, and all kinds of things, like what they did with Julian or what they did with Jacob Applebaum, the same kinds of things.
You know, that's a good point that I hadn't actually considered, especially with somebody like Jacob Applebaum, who was never charged with a crime. And yet the guy's had his reputation utterly ruined.
That's right. And it was my thought on that was this, it was the way that the government, both the British and U.S. government, were breaking up Tor and taking control of Tor. They had to get rid of the people in it. That meant Jacob and his compatriots. So they had to do something to break it up. That's the kind of thing they're doing.
I think that's exactly right. And Bill, can you explain to us what exactly Vault 7 was and why the government is so apoplectic that the information was released?
Well, it was the whole setup that was a compromise was several hundred million lines of source code of different kinds of attacks, breaking through firewalls, you know, implants in servers and switches and weaknesses in all kinds of operating systems. And so it was a whole host of attacks. One of them, WannaCry, was a derivative of that, some of that. And so, you know, there's thousands of them. and the problem is, and I kept saying this over and over for years, I've been saying this, that the government let those weaknesses exist so we were all vulnerable. And instead of fixing them and giving us cybersecurity, every time we got attacked, they would say, we need more money for cybersecurity. So it was another form of a swindle. But in the same time, it let them look into all kinds of people's communications.
Yeah, and it shows there, you know, once you create these tools and the tools aren't really controllable, they go out and everyone or anyone who really wants them can access them.
That's right.
And so it's not about defense and it's about not about security. I mean, I really wonder, Bill, is it just simply they don't care or do they have sort of a sense of we are the CIA and thus nothing really bad can happen to us, even though bad things keep happening? In other words, do they just have a recklessness about it, sort of a sense that all will go well? Because otherwise, it would seem to me, just on a logical point of view, it's completely predictable that if you create these kind of tools in this era, mm-hmm. somebody's going to leak, somebody's going to hack them, somebody's going to be able to use them and leak them, and then all the other parties in the world who you might characterize as adversaries not only know what you can do, but they have the same toolkit.
That's right. That's right. And by the way, it simply says that they don't care about our privacy or anything else or any of the laws. You know, for example, the idea that you have to have a warrant or based on probable cause, they don't do that. So, I mean, you know, and look at Brennan, who spied on the Senate Intelligence Committee when they were working on a report on torture, CIA torture. What happened to him? Nothing. What happened to Clapper when he lied to this and any of the Alexander and any of the others who lied to the Congress about spying on U.S. citizens? What happened to them? Nothing. That's because they're all part of the Department of Just Us. This is the secret shadow government in action.
Let's talk about that, actually, because that's an important point. There's an incredible and very clear and public double standard here where John Brennan can commit very obvious crimes, fess up to the crimes, finally, after lying about them for weeks, and then just walk away with impunity. And the same with Clapper. I mean, Clapper,
you can become a CNN commentator and make lots of money.
Yeah, MSNBC, make lots of money. And then you've got Clapper, who lied directly to the face of, I think it was Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, lied and said that the NSA was not spying on Americans. Lied under oath, which is clearly contempt of Congress or perjury because he was under oath.
And the only reason we know he was lying is because of Snowden.
That's right.
Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, they are the targets now, Bill Binney. But anybody who's blowing the whistle or revealing government misconduct is the target. It seems to me that it's a critical moment for the United States and for the whole concept of a democratic society. We have about a minute left. You get the last word.
All they're trying to do is say, we, the government, are not accountable to the people of the country. You know, we are a government with a country. We're not a country with a government. And so what they're doing is simply taking over. They have power over everybody by accumulating all this knowledge. And they can exercise it anytime they want with anybody they want because they can retroactively look at everything you've ever done.
Yeah, absolutely true. Well, we'll leave it there. That was the voice of Bill Binney, who joined us from Washington. Bill's a former NSA technical director who became a legendary national security whistleblower. You're listening to Loud and Clear. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a short break.
Loud and Clear.